Parents are always parents. Thought for today, parents are always parents. Now, that certainly is a logical statement, one that seems most reasonable and incontestable, but is that true? Are parents always parents? Well, it depends on what we consider a parent to be. Is a parent responsible for their siblings? Is a parent responsible for their children? Are you, as a parent, responsible for every child you have, every thought you have, every idea you have that goes through your mind, and what that idea does, and how that idea carries out its activity in the world? Is every parent responsible for their children and what the children do and how the children act and how the children respond to the world? And of course, the answer is a big yes. Big yes. My gosh, some kids are just not very nice. Some kids are not very, they just seem to have a bad streak in them. They just will not cooperate with anything. And, you know, they're terrible. Well, the parent created that person in their life so that they could be parents of it. Anita oftentimes tells us that our neighbors have a stallion that is a rather spirited horse, and she is not experienced enough to ride that stallion. Well, what Anita is saying to us is she does not want to take the responsibility to be a parent to that horse. To take the responsibility for how that horse thinks, acts, feels, and responds to her. Now, if Anita were really the parent that she is, she would say, whatever comes into her world, she is responsible for. And by being responsible, every thought that she thinks is reflected in that for which she takes responsibility. Now, if she takes responsibility for that stallion is one of the most gentle, sensitive, loving horses that ever walked on the face of the earth. That stallion will come up to her and nuzzle her. That stallion will get down on his forelegs and say, climb aboard. I know I'm a little tall for you to do it otherwise. And that stallion steps up on its forelegs as easily as two little springs popping up, comfortably, wonderfully, and everything that Anita thinks is transmitted to that stallion, because that stallion is her creation. And if Anita says right in her consciousness, the stallion goes right. If Anita says left, the stallion goes left. If Anita says stand up and paw the air, the stallion stands up and paws the air. All in gentleness, all in lovingness, all not that it's not spirited. Spirited means that it's full of life and full of joy. But it is controlled life and controlled joy. Now, many parents have children. Doesn't that sound like an interesting statement to make? Many parents have children. And they raise their children. Now, you heard that word? Raise their children. They take responsibility for the training of the children until they are 18 and leave the house, or 21 and leave the house, or whenever they leave the house. But the thing is, they take responsibility for the training of these children. Now, what is the responsibility? The child comes up to the mother and says, Mommy, what about this? Mommy, what about that? And the mommy says, I haven't got time to talk to you now. I haven't got time to say this. Now, you just go and ask your father, or go anywhere. Hey, lady, you haven't got time not to take the time whenever your child asks a question. What if I answered the questions? I'd be busy all the time. That's fine. That's what you chose to do as being a parent. That's what you chose to do. And that's what you chose to have her or him ask you constantly. Mommy, what about this? Mommy, questions, questions, questions. Now, if you are really a wise parent and your children come up and ask questions, You teach them to do the most obscene thing in the world. You teach them to think. You teach them not to come and ask you the question, but to come and discuss with you the answer. You see, if you're going to just give your children the question and answers, the children learn nothing. But if you teach the children how to think about their questions, they will soon be answering their own questions because they do have the answers. But parents don't take the time to do that because that is a very time-consuming activity to teach a child to think. Why is it so difficult? Because the parent hasn't learned how to think. The parent just gives off-the-top responses, not responses as to the depth of quality of thinking, not the Socratic type of response, the type of response that touches your inner feeling and your inner awareness. Mommy, why are the trees with green leaves in the summertime and no leaves in the wintertime? The trees should have their leaves in the wintertime because they would be cold, and the leaves would help to keep them warm. Why don't they do that, Mommy? And Mommy says, well, that's just the way nature is, you know. But Mommy, why? We put on lots of clothes in the wintertime because we want to keep warm. And in the summertime, we put on our swimsuits because it's warm and nice. Why do the trees do it just the other way around? Well, okay, sweetheart, let's think about that. How are the trees designed? The trees have their blood, their life, going up and down through their veins called sap. And in the summertime, the sap is running free and full, and the thing is the trees are putting out their leaves, and they're all so pretty and so beautiful. The leaves have a job. The leaves are not their clothing. The leaves are their fingers that they reach up to receive the blessing that God gives them, the blessing of sunlight, which causes the chlorophyll to act and feed the tree. You see, the leaves are really their feeding activity. And they receive the sunlight, and they receive all of the beautiful things that the rain and snow and whatever, even snow sometimes falls on leaves, but not too often. But why does the tree drop its leaves all around its base? You know, the leaves just go plucked like that. Because the roots are what the tree wants to keep warm. And so it drops the leaves all over the roots and gives it a nice little blanket to keep the warmth in. And in the summertime, the leaves are up there to feed the tree. And in the wintertime, the tree is dormant. It's going to sleep. And the leaves keep the roots all cozy warm. Oh, Mommy, that's interesting. What about other things? Do other tree plants do that too? All the other leaves? How come there are some trees that keep their leaves all year round? So Mother says, okay, here's another one. And it makes Mother think. And it makes the child think. And then, what do you think about that? Mother would say to her daughter. What do you think about the trees that keep their leaves all year round? What are they doing? Well, there's not many of them up here in the northern country. That's right. But in the southern country, they have their leaves year round. What are these leaves that we have here in the northern country called? Deciduous leaves. That's a big word, isn't it? That means a tree that drops its leaves. It has seasons. And then, what are the other kind of trees? I don't know. Should we look it up in the dictionary? What kind of trees are they that keep their leaves all, like a palm tree and live oak trees and all the jungle trees? But Mommy, how come there's so many leaves on the floor of the jungle? That's a good caution. Why do you think that is? Well, I think the tree likes to grow leaves so much, it just drops off old leaves and grows new leaves and drops off old leaves so that it makes a nice little blanket around its feet. Hey, that's a good idea. That's very interesting. You see, the information I'm giving you is not so spectacular and so earth-shaking. Of course, it is to a young child who doesn't know this and who's becoming aware of it. But it's sharing with you the idea that real parents raise their children. Real parents train their children in the way they are to go. And when they are men and women, they go that way beautifully. We can readily recognize this with physical children in our family. We can readily recognize this with the type of children that are beautiful children that we know. But stop and think once. Your ideas are your children too. Are you training your ideas to be under your control, under your direction, under your training, under your raising? Are you going to raise your thoughts? Are you going to raise your ideas to be under your control? Are you going to be a good parent to every thought you have? Because just as a child is welcome everywhere, a child who is well-mannerly, who is well-raised, who is well-trained, they're not inhibited in the slightest. They are harmonious with their society. Oh, when they get away from society and they want to do their own thing, they can do their own thing too. That doesn't inhibit them. But when they're with society, they are good beings in society. When they are doing their own thing, they're good beings doing their own things. Never doing anything to take the right of another away. Parents are always parents, whether they want to take responsibility for it or not. Parents are always in charge of their world, whether they want to take charge of it or not. Parents are always raising their children by the standards by which they have been raised. And perhaps we ought to have a school for parents, where parents could learn how to be parents. Parents could learn how to raise themselves and how to raise their children. What to expect, what to draw forth from themselves and from their children. What is a child's responsibility in a home? A child's responsibility in the home is to be 100% a member. Not, we will discuss these things and you don't discuss them. The children can learn all about the finances early in life. The children can learn, hey, these are just facts. We have so much income and we have so much outgo, and that leaves so much for play, or so little for play. Now, if we want to eat a little less of the rich stuff, if we want to go out a little less, then we can increase your allowance so that you have more to play with. Hey, that's a good idea. But don't forget now, that means we don't go out three times a week. We only go out maybe once a week. That's okay. And then, of course, when you only go out once a week, after a while, you say, hey, I miss that, you know. Well, that means a little less allowance. It has to come from somewhere. And so, you see, even though it's hard, even though it's rough, the children learn to understand why things are. And it's not the parents are being mean. The electric bill has to be paid. The gas bill has to be paid. The grocery bill has to be paid. The clothing bills have to be paid. The utilities for all the things that we need in the house, for the car payments, the insurance, the house payments. You know, you go through all those things. And then you say, gee, Dad, that doesn't leave anything for you. Dad, what do you do? Do you Oh, is that why mommy makes you a brown bag lunch to take to work every day? There's just nothing left. Because you give us money so we could buy our lunch at school, so we could have a real nice lunch at school. Well, Daddy, why don't you one day just let us go with a brown bag to school, and you take some money and you go out to lunch? You know, what happens in a family like that? I mean, there's caring, there's sharing, there's understanding, there's love. Parents are always parents, but they don't always know how to act like parents because they haven't learned to be sharing. They haven't learned that when they bear a child and bring it forth into their life, their responsibility is to see that that child is nurtured, that child is trained, that child is brought up in the way that that child is going to be a welcome guest in any society. And the same is true of our being parents of our thoughts. Are we going to allow thoughts to be brought up in our world that we want? Like in the Oklahoma story, the girl says, I like kissing, you know, and I like doing these things. But you see, the thing is, if you like kissing, other things come from that. Love comes from that. Joy comes from that. Relationships come from that. So you have to be careful that you don't indiscriminately go around giving out all of your love and your joy. Because then when you find someone that is very meaningful to you and you want to share your love very specially with them, there's no special love left. It's just all ordinary love. And that special person, that special relationship, doesn't have a chance to be because it cannot transcend what you've already given away. You want to make a loving relationship a very special thing in a marriage. It's not like having many boyfriends or many girlfriends. When you have that special relationship where you and someone else decide that you're going to raise children together and you're going to raise a family and you're going to live together and you're going to share, that has to be transcending any of that normal happy relationships that you had before. Not that they're wrong, but you treasure something. One person said to me one time, well, why don't you have sex with me? What are you doing, waiting, saving it until you get married? I said, that sounds like a good idea. That sounds like a good idea. I hadn't put that point on it, but it sounds like a good idea. And really, it's not that we're supposed to save our sexual experiences or do this or that, but that special quality. When that light comes into our eyes of our child that we're holding in our arms, the rest of the world is going to love our child because we love them and we're training them in a way that they will be lovable. The rest of the world knows when we're in love because it sparkles all over us, because we have that feeling of relationship between one another. The rest of us, the world doesn't know when you're just having a relationship, but when you're in love, they know it. It's just written all over you. You see, being a parent is a very responsible thing. And to be a parent, you have to teach your children about these things, because that's not always evident on the surface. You don't just give yourself to everybody. If your buddy says, come on, let's go drinking, and you say, I don't drink. Well, have a Coke with us. We'll have our beer. Okay, fine. Or is it okay? Or do you say, hey, I don't drink and I don't care to go to places like that because that's just not my thing. I'm not against you going there, but it's just not my thing. And so what does the young person do? They associate with people who go to places that they want to go to. Not that any place is right or wrong, but you go to places that you want to go to. if you heard of a place that, a house that was selling drugs, and the people next door were not drug sellers, but they were just real nice people, which one of the two houses would you be inclined to go visit? The house where the nice people were, not where the drug sellers are, where people who have no morals, who have no understanding that we shouldn't lead the rest of the world astray. You see, as a parent, we're responsible for all these things. You understand? We're responsible for all these things. So be very careful that you take responsibility for being the parent of every idea you have. And if any little child, your own or anybody else's, comes up and says, why? You ask them, if you don't want to answer it right away, you say, well, why do you want to know? Well, because it's interesting. Okay. Now, why do you think it might be? And before you get done, the little child is learning how to think and perhaps stumbling at that moment, but being prepared as life comes along to always be its master by being master first of themselves. Parents are always parents. Are you ready to be a parent? Are you ready to take the responsibility of your thoughts, of your thought children, of your physical children? Are you ready? It's not with a superior nose, I'm an adult and you're a child. It's with the idea that the child knows as much as you do. He just doesn't know that he knows it yet, that's all. And we know everything, and we just don't know it yet. So whatever we train a child to do, we're training ourselves. And however we're training the world, we're training ourselves, and it's a wonderful thing. So parents are always parents. And isn't it wonderful? I love you.